Lord Jesus, I just give you glory, Lord. I come before you, Lord, desiring to be obedient to you. And God, I just ask that you would bless me with your presence, Lord, and that you would give me the strength, anyone listening, to just see clearly what's in front of them, Lord. And that's you. That's you. Lord, I just lift you up here and just want your name to be praised in your precious, beautiful name. Amen. Hi, this is Michael Ryan. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. And you can still find me in two places, letsworshipjesus.com or an iTunes search query, Michael Ryan's Booze, B-O-O-S. And I just wanted to just encourage you quickly today, and just something that's been on my mind, just a lot of decisions in my life to have to make and just different changes. And, you know, sometimes we don't have the answer to concerns or anxieties that we have in our heart or frustrations. And what God has laid in my heart right now is that the gospel is enough. And what I mean by that is that being saved by Jesus Christ is enough. It's good enough for us. Sometimes we don't have anything else except the fact that we are His. Sometimes you won't know the answer to the question that's lurking in your heart, or you won't have an answer to the thing that's causing you to be anxious, or there's no peace. But the only thing you can hold on to is you are His. You are His. He died for you. He bought you with His blood. He purchased you. He's cleared death out the way so that you can never die. Oh, your heart will stop beating. Your brain may stop functioning, but you will never die. That's what Jesus says. Those who believe in me shall never die. And sometimes we just need to be reminded of what He's done, not about what He's going to do with this problem or what He's going to do with this situation, but just really resting in what He has done. You know, in the Old Testament, sometimes what they would do is that they would build a landmark or an altar to remember something that the Lord has done. And in Proverbs it says, remember the landmarks of old, remember the ancient landmarks. And sometimes it's good, and we have a really huge landmark. We have a landmark bigger than any other landmark that was set. God Himself coming down and dying on a cross for you and I, and living in us, dwelling in us, being our King and our God, and owning us. And that is just a huge landmark to go back to when you start to feel confused or just not having the direction in life. And, you know, maybe you don't know who Jesus Christ is, or maybe you made a confession of faith, but you really don't feel like it's working in your life, or you feel like it's powerful in your life. I just encourage you to just know that this is real serious, that Jesus Christ died for you. He died for you, and no one else can say that. Now, people go out in wars and they die for you, but no one has died in your place. You and I deserve wrath. The things we've said and done in secret, we don't deserve security with God. It doesn't matter what we've accomplished, what we've done, what we've gone through in our life. We don't deserve anything from a perfect being. We don't. But He's given us everything. And He's with us. He says, I love you. I love you. He says, I am your shepherd. I lay my life down for the sheep. And you're His sheep, you and I. And He's our shepherd, and He lays His life down. And a shepherd guards us. A shepherd takes us through the valleys. A shepherd just gives us peace and comfort and makes us to lie down in green pasture. And that's what a shepherd does. And all we have to do is stay close by Him and just show up, see Him, and obey Him. And that's a very big piece. Obeying Him, not so that we can be saved, but obeying Him so that we can have the fellowship of His presence. You know, when we don't follow the Lord's commandments, it has a way of just taking out His presence, His fellowship, just feeling and sensing Him. I mean, many times we can try to sense Him through emotion or sense Him through excitement and passion. I know I've gone through this, but the best way to just have that fellowship with the Lord is through obedience, obeying Him. And what's His commandments? They're not burdensome. They're to love one another. That's it. Just to love one another. And so I would just encourage you to really just start obeying the Lord Jesus Christ. Rest in what He's done for you. Rest in it. It means to say, I don't have the answer to my problem. I don't have the peace that I'd like to have, but I'm going to find peace in being born again. I'm going to find peace in that my God, powerful more than ever, was spit and beat on for me so that I can have fellowship with Him, so that I can have eternal happiness and joy in His presence, so that I can be more than a conqueror, so that I can have every blessing in spiritual places and heavenly places, so that I could be complete, so that I could be perfected, so that I can be forgiven, so that I can be holy, so I can be blameless. These are all the things, and this is just some of them, that the Lord has done for you. And they're things to go back to. Because if He can do that for you, surely He can do the other things. It says in Romans 8 that if He was able to give us His Son, the very best of Him, how easily will He give us the small things? And so what happens is we make the small things like the big things, but they're just the small things. The big thing is Jesus Christ. Let Him be the big thing in your life. He gave you Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is yours and you are His. He is your shepherd. You're in Him and He's in you. You're one, connected together. We are one, knit together through the blood of Jesus. That's a big thing, a huge thing. So let that be good enough for you. Let that be good enough. Just encourage you, for whatever you're going through, to let Jesus Christ be good enough. Amen. Lord Jesus, I just lift You up, and I thank You for Your Holy Spirit, Lord, that is just smarter than me and wiser than me and more powerful than I, and knows every listener and knows Your will, Lord. And I just thank You, Lord, for that. And I pray that anyone listening would just be touched and led according to Your will, and that they desire to seek Your face and to obey You and to talk about Your good gospel in Jesus Christ. Lord, You're so good, and I just give You that praise. Amen.